Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day, to set aside the day and rest with the Lord and get refreshed so you can work from your rest. You know, we often say resting from work, but the Lord's Day is a time for us to be able to be energized by the grace of God, by the power of God, and to just get restored and be ready to go to work, coming from our time with the Lord and resting with our family and friends. And I hope you're able to have that as part of your weekend. I want to go back today to last week. You know, we had guests on last week, wonderful programs, but because of it, wasn't able to talk about the Assumption of Our Lady. I've been thinking so much about Our Lady, just in, you know, the regular praying of the rosary, and just astounded by how different God is, first of all. You know, Scripture says God's ways are not our ways, and in relationship to Our Lady, for me anyway, that reality about who God is, that His ways are not our ways, is just so profoundly manifested. Because when in the fullness of time, Scripture says, when God's plan now is reaching its fulfillment and God is about to send forth His Son into the world, He's going to literally enter His own creation. And by entering His own creation, Jesus, sent by the Father, has a goal in mind. The goal is to bring down the kingdom of darkness, literally to make war against the forces that have led the human race into slavery to the powers of sin and death. And He's coming to break the power of sin and death. He's coming to conquer the world, the flesh, and the devil, to make it possible for us to return to the Father, to become children of God, born again by water and the Spirit, to become a new creation, to participate in Jesus' resurrection and His ascension into glory, literally to ultimately share in the glory of God. So the war above all wars, the cataclysmic cosmic war, is about to take place in the coming of the Son of God. And who does God choose to be the fundamental instrument on the earth to cooperate with this great warfare that God Himself will be waging for the salvation of the world? Does He go to a king? Does He go to an emperor? Does He go to a great general of massive armies? What does He do? He goes to a young girl who has no money, who has no power, who has no influence in society. She's not a mover and shaker. She's probably illiterate. God chooses, Scripture says very clearly, God chooses what is weak in this world, chooses what is lowly, and really chooses what is humble. God is drawn to humility. And Mary, having been living in the grace of God through the grace of the Immaculate Conception, in a unique way, the death and resurrection of Jesus, His victory over the power of sin and ultimately of original sin, is applied to Mary's life by the Father's choice. And she's preserved. I mean, she still has to cooperate. She's still free. She has to cooperate in every way with the work of the Holy Spirit that's happening in her life. But her yes to God's plan and God's will, her fiat, becomes an enormous blow against the kingdom of darkness. And God entrusts to her so much. And so I just was so encouraged last week when I was just reflecting on her life and praying and imagining, here she is, this young girl who not only cooperates in profound humility with God's work, and she is the first disciple because she's the one saying yes to God's plan. And her yes is believing and trusting in God's purpose and plan. And the impossible that the angel Gabriel comes to announce to her in the Annunciation, God's plan and purpose, she ultimately receives it. And she takes it into her heart. And she entrusts herself totally and abandons herself totally to God's word, God's plan, and God's purpose. She's the ultimate disciple, the first disciple. And not only is she the instrument that at the fullness of time, the Son enters the world through her. I mean, think about this. Jesus, literally, it's her blood running through Jesus' veins. He's Mary's son. And not only does she cooperate with that work of grace, but ultimately, she, as a disciple, not only shares in the mission of the Son and walks through the trial and the passion with her Son. She pierced herself deep, deep in her heart, watching her Son suffer. She's agonizing with him. Her life, she's experiencing a profound passion in her own life. But she is like all disciples who die in Christ. She's raised to share in the glory of her Son. But she's sharing in it in a unique way. I mean, Mary was assumed, the doctrine of the church is assumed into heaven. She's taken up into heaven. So I want to read from the Catechism, paragraph 966 says, finally, the Immaculate Virgin, preserved free from all stain of original sin, when the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory, and exalted by the Lord as queen over all things, so that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords and the conqueror of sin and death. The assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. Right? It's singular. Mary was literally taken up into heaven. Right? Her body, she was not put in the ground. Her body did not decay, but she was taken up into heaven and she was given a share in the glory that belongs to Jesus, and Jesus crowned her queen of heaven and earth. So, the contrast between what the world considers powerful, what the world fears, where the sources of real influence are, Mary's an enormous sign of contradiction. That child, that simple woman from Israel, she reigns in heaven with her Son. She's the mother of the church. She bore the word Jesus Christ in her, literally, physically. We as disciples of Jesus bear the word within us, the word he gave to us through faith. We enter into that grace of salvation. And it's important as we reflect on the life of Mary to understand that her exalted state given to her by Christ, we will share in his glory just as Our Lady, the first one to share fully in his glory, we too will share in his glory. That's the destiny of a disciple. And she's there praying and interceding. Jesus is interceding for us, but she's the model for us. She's the model of saying yes, of obeying him, surrendering to him, trusting him no matter what the circumstances are. And she's the great sign for us, an intercessor. And she comforts us, she consoles us, she encourages us. It's an amazing thing to see as well that she continues to be sort of the leader of the Lord's great work of evangelization in the world. I mean, she's the great prophet of our time. The different ways in which she's spoken to us, for example, through the whole story of Fatima. Jesus is deploying Our Lady to be profoundly engaged in the mission, in the evangelization of the church. And that ought to encourage us. How is she able to do that? How is she able to do it? Because of the power of her Son at work in her. Right? Nothing's impossible with God. Greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. The power of the Holy Spirit, the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, and the glory which belongs to him, she's literally clothed in it. Right? And the first disciple who continues to obey her Son and to participate in his saving work, he's the captain of the armies of heaven. So I remember so many years of my own life growing up at home, my mother was had a profound devotion to Our Lady. I don't think there was a day that went by without her praying the rosary. She'd often pray all three decades of the rosary. And as kids, we saw that. It became an important part of our life just to see. And my mom was just a humble and a peaceful woman as well, and she walked through a lot of trials and crises in her life. But I saw firsthand, even as a distracted, self-centered teenager, at times that my mother was drawing life from the daily praying of the rosary. and walking with Our Lady through the salvation, the history of salvation that's given to us in the meditations on the Rosary. It's an enormously powerful weapon in the spiritual battle that the recent popes have all exhorted us to pray the Rosary and to find both consolation in it, but encouragement. And Our Lady wants to accompany each and every one of us as we as disciples seek to walk in Jesus' footsteps and to follow Him. St. John Paul II, in a talk he gave in Fulda, Germany, back in 1980, I was talking to a small crowd of people there. He was talking about the nature of the spiritual battle that we're in, that each one of us is in, and we will be in until the Lord comes again and ultimately brings about the new creation. He said, many people are convinced that it is impossible to do anything against evil. And how many times, friends, do you feel like you're up against a battle, struggling spiritually through life? You're facing all kinds of hardships and difficulties and disappointments, and the enemy uses those situations to try to steal your faith, to lead you to discouragement, hopelessness, and you know that you're engaged in a serious spiritual battle. So again, St. John Paul II put it this way. He said, many people are convinced that it is impossible to do anything against evil. And while he said it, he held up the rosary. He said, here's the remedy against this evil. Pray, pray, and ask for nothing more. Leave everything else to the Mother of God. This is the great saint, one of the great saints of our time, the Holy Father. He knew and understood. And think of the life he lived. The death of his siblings, his mom, his dad, the trials he lived through, living through Nazism, living through communism. He understood what spiritual warfare meant. He understood the battle that the human race was engaged in. And he walked through it with such confidence, this battle, and peace and courage. It was all in him. And he knew for sure that Mary played a key role. He was totally surrendered to her as she modeled for him and as she led him and helped him respond fully to Jesus' plan for his life. So again, he said this, here's the remedy against this evil. Pray, pray, and ask for nothing more. Leave everything else to the Mother of God. That's what I saw in my own mother. As I said earlier, we had lots of battles, lots of trials in our family. We were not a perfect family by any means, had lots of dysfunction and struggle and pain, and as well as great blessing. The anchor of our family was my mother. And her anchor was Our Lady and her relationship with the Lord. She held on to that rosary. She prayed that rosary right up to the time she died when she was 93 years old, very faithfully every day. And when my mom passed, the only thing that my other six siblings and I wanted was who's going to get the rosary. And my sister Barbie got it, I think. But it was such a precious sign of God's presence and his faithfulness to us, because we all know that the Lord led us through the help and the intercession of Our Lady from darkness to light in our family. And Our Lady wants to help each and every family who's hearing this program today. God bless you and have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.